Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hi, guys. This is Amanda. I've called in once or twice before, but I just wanted to let you guys know that I love your show, and it's amazing, and it's wonderful that you guys are doing this for people, letting them kind of get their tale out in the world, and, you know, people aren't alone, and that's great. And I'm planning on becoming an EPP, you know, when the mortgage clears, because adulting. but I just wanted to kind of tell you the story of the basement. Of course, it's a basement, so it's creepy. But this is in my old house in York Haven, Pennsylvania. And during that day, I got home from work, and I discovered that there was a brownout. Basically, what that means for folks who don't know is, like, most of the power is out, and just, like, you kind of have some light bulbs that might still be working, but it's not really functional. And I wanted to get dinner on, but we had an electric stove, so I couldn't cook. So I went over to my father-in-law's house to see, you know, if they had any food or if I could cook on their stove. And, you know, my father-in-law comes down and he goes, "What's going on? What's going on?" So I tell him, you know, "I've got a brownout going on, but they have power." So I was like, "Well, maybe it's just, you know, the breakers tripped or something like that happened, because we're on the same grid. So generally speaking, if I have a brownout, they would have had a brownout." And he was like, "Okay, well, let's go check it out then, because I kind of know what I'm doing, but not really." So we go over to my house, and he says, "Okay, stay up here, and I'll go check it out." I said, "Okay, thank you." And so I'm standing, you know, at the top of the steps to the landing, and he goes down. And it's just suddenly, like, all the last thing I heard is, like, him kind of going down the steps and then nothing. Just dead silence, which is weird because it's an old house and you're going to hear every creak and step and movement. I mean, there's no way you're not going to hear somebody moving around, even if it's in the basement. And it was just really quiet. And I was like, okay, well, maybe he's just, you know, moving stealthily, or I'm just being oblivious or something. And I don't really think too much of it, except that, you know, it's just creepy because, first of all, the basement is dead dark. You know, everything is just a yawning abyss of darkness down there because none of the lights are working except for one bulb at the top of the steps, which is pulsing very slowly, and it's pulsing like red, which isn't normal. It's not a red bulb. It was just like a normal energy saver thing you buy at Walmart. And, I mean, granted, it was old, so maybe the filament went weird or something like that. But I didn't think too much of it. Electricity acts up when the grid goes down, stuff like that. But I was a little creeped out. So I didn't think too much of the silence, and I didn't want to go check it out. I didn't hear anything. And then all of a sudden, out of the silence just comes this really loud bang. And, I mean, I don't know how else to describe it to you other than that. It was deafening. And I mean, I jumped out of my skin, my heart's racing, and I'm like, "Oh my God, what just happened?" I'm like, Joe, you know, and hoping that he'll respond, thinking maybe he hit his head on something or fell. I get no response, and I'm like, oh my God. You know, my lack of proficiency at breakers has damaged my father-in-law. And so I start going down the steps to check on him. And all of a sudden, this feeling of dread falls over me, just so overwhelming and complete that I actually stopped halfway down the second step. But then I'm like, no, if he's hurt, you need to go check it out. Just ignore it. So I ignore it, and I keep going down. About halfway down these steps, he's standing there, just standing there. And he's completely still, and he's staring at me. And again, nearly fall down the steps because I've been surprised again. And I'm like, Joe, my God, you can't do that to you. You got to warn a girl. You know, you can't just sneak up on people. And I'm laughing because I'm relieved because it's him. And he doesn't say anything. He's just staring at me. And I'm like, Joe, are you okay? And then in the nastiest tone I've ever heard him use, he says, get out of my way. And he glares at me, and it's the most vicious glare I've ever received. And like, if looks could kill, I would have been dead. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not arguing with that. So I like turn to the side and let him pass. And he passes. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going down there. You know, he's clearly not harmed. So I go upstairs, and like, he slams the door on his way out. And I'm like, okay, we're just going to keep to ourselves for now, because apparently he's mad at me. And I'm not really considering anything weird at this point. I'm just thinking I did something to tick him off, and I'll leave him alone and I'll talk to him later. Well, a couple hours later, my mother-in-law comes over, and she says, what happened? And I said, what do you mean, what happened? She said, well, Joe's being really nasty to everybody. Like, did you guys get into a fight? You know, did you have an argument, something like that? And I was like, no, you know, nothing like that. And then I went on to describe to her what happened. And she was like, you didn't go downstairs with him, did you? And I said, no, I didn't. He told me to stay upstairs and he'd go check it out. And she was like, okay. Yeah, people can't go down there alone. And I said, what do you mean they can't go down there alone? She said, whenever someone goes down in that basement alone, they come up different. They're not the same anymore. And she said, he'll be fine in a couple of days. But the next time this happens, go down with him. Don't let him go down by himself. And then she's just like, and I'm asking her to explain it, and she won't talk about it any further than that. But I was like really weirded out by it. I still to this day am not sure what happened. I have no idea.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.